Well, Michigan could be heading toward a government shutdown next month, and the impact could be felt across the state, from closed parks to disrupted education programs to strained school finances, halted liquor sales, and even changes to daily commutes. It's the topic this morning of today's Capitol Report, sponsored by the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. And to help us understand what's at stake and what's driving the budget standoff in Lansing, we're joined by Bill Ballinger, founder of Inside Michigan Politics and political analyst on the Ballinger Report. Bill, thanks for being here.
It's a great pleasure.
So what, 15 days or so left before the fiscal year starts and Michigan staring down the possibility of a government shutdown? And I know you've covered this for decades and you have so much experience covering Lansing politics. How likely do you think a shutdown actually is this year?
I think it's likely. I would predict probably it's going to happen. The question is, how long will it last?
And how long do you think it'll last? Is it going to, you know, a few days?
Well, the last two times this happened was in 2007 and 2009. And one of those years it lasted 2 hours and the other about a dozen hours.
Okay.
And I would predict maybe that's what's going to happen again this time.
The last we heard, the two sides were billions of dollars apart. How are they going to bridge that divide?
Well, that's the big issue. The House Republican majority, they want to fill the gap by cuts in programs that have existed for a long time. What they claim is waste, fraud, and abuse, and overspending. The Democrats want to... they control the Senate, and they obviously have the governorship. They want to retain as much of the old programs, the programs in place right now, as they possibly can. So we got about a $10 billion difference here. Between $90 billion and $80 billion. That's what we're talking about.
What are the long-term consequences here? If they can't get this over the finish line in time, what does that do for them going forward?
The long-term consequences are uncertain because we don't know how long the shutdown will last. I mean, when this happened in 2007 and 2009, people predicted the sun, the moon, and the stars were going to fall, and it didn't happen. I mean, the consequences were minimal. The public did not feel any pain whatsoever from what happened. 2 hour shutdown, 12 hour shutdown, that doesn't mean much. But if it drags on, if this goes on for days or weeks or God knows months, yeah, that could have real consequences. The schools at this point, K-12 public education, don't know what they're going to be working with. They have certain things that they can keep the school doors open with. For a while, they're kind of running on fumes, waiting for the state to finalize the budget, but that cannot last very long.
And, you know, Bill, the Attorney General's office is preemptively requesting adjournments for hearings and you know, schools that you were talking about. I mean, hey, they might need to get a high-interest loan or something. How serious are these ripple effects, you know, for the state finances and their credit rating?
Yeah, no, you're... absolutely right. I mean, all these things are possibilities. This is something that should not happen. It rarely happens in Michigan government. 2007, 2009 were big exceptions. They were at a time when we were really going through budget crunches, where there was obviously the start of the Great Recession. And there was some real lack of money on the part of what the state had available to it. That's not really the case right now. I mean, yes, the budget is a little tighter now than it was 2 or 3 years ago when there was a lot of COVID money coming from the federal government into Michigan. But this should not be happening except for the differences in opinion between the Senate Democrats and the House Republicans.
A lot of the headlines we've seen are this free school lunch and how that could be off the table. Ann Bolin joined us and she said, no, we're just rearranging the way dollars go to schools and that it will not be off the table. What have you learned for that specific topic?
I can't tell you anything more than Representative Ann Bolin, she's a House Republican, has told you. Everything really is on the table right now. I mean, the question is there going to be some kind of compromise in between $80 and $90 billion? Or, you know, is one side going to kind of win, quote unquote, compared to the other? The House Speaker, Matt Hall, is claiming that he and Governor Whitmer are kind of on the same page, and it's the Senate Democrats who are the problem. And I think that is a real issue. Can the governor get the Senate Democrats to do pretty much what she agrees to do with Matt Hall? We'll find out very quickly once September 30th is reached.
Well, I think the governor said this week, you know, that it falls on the legislature to pass this budget. She's kind of keeping him at arm's length, too.
That's true. I mean, she can't do anything until the House and Senate agree on a budget and send it to her. And then she's got to make a decision. Do I sign this or not? She can do line item vetoes of certain things she doesn't like. The legislature, the House and Senate, could override those vetoes with two-thirds majority. I don't think that's going to happen. But she's right that it is up to the House and Senate. However, I got to say, if there's a government shutdown, I think probably the governor is going to feel the brunt of public anger over this and the news media anger more than the House and Senate, because she's a single figure. And, you know, she's supposed to be intimately involved in the negotiations, and she just took off for Europe on a trade mission in the Far East, right in the middle of it. And people said, why are you doing this? You should be here banging heads together, getting the House and Senate to agree on a compromise, and you're not here. So it's not going to go well for the governor if there's a government shutdown.
Bill Ballinger, the founder of Inside Michigan Politics and political analyst on the Ballinger Report. Always great to have you on, my friend. Have a good one.
My pleasure.
This is it's still a mess. We got to get it together. They got to do something up there. They got to get this budget bill passed. I think they will. I don't know if it will be a shutdown. If it is, it'll probably be short-lived. But let's just try to get it done.
Well, I mean, it shouldn't be shocking. You need a budget every year. Here we are
right,
again.
Right, like you.
It's not like it just sneaks up on you.
Right, absolutely. Coming up, Wayne County announcing the first death this year from the West Nile virus. I'll tell you more about it coming up in the 8 o'clock hour.